This is why, my friend, you're stuck. This is why finances for you are not good and your income keeps going down or stagnating. You're not happy. You're not fulfilled. You're not getting what you want out of life. And you feel like there's something missing. You have a black hole or gaping hole within you. And it just, for whatever reason, you can't seem to figure it out. Now, I'm speaking to you from experience, having to have reinvented myself and done a lot throughout my life, whether it's through my real estate and professional career, my athletic career, and everything in between. And I wanted to make this video to give you a few specific points to help you with this, because you're either going to figure it out or you're not. Disney is not real. The fairy tale fantasy is not real. No one's going to come save you, right? It's not going to figure itself out. You're not going to figure it out on your own, right? So I'm going to give you some cold, hard facts in this video to help you. So make sure that you enter this video and you watch with the right state of mind, pen and paper, and ready to go. Okay, so let's begin. Number one, this is why we're stuck and we're not getting better. Number one is this, and this is one of the most important ones. You do not have an objective viewpoint of what you're doing, meaning you don't have a coach, you don't have a mentor, you don't have somebody looking over your shoulder, identifying things that you're not aware of and giving you constructive criticism and feedback. Now, this person is hand-selected. You're either paying for them or, you know, somehow you got hooked up with the mentor, which is very rare, but let's say you did, right? This is somebody who's actively working with you, not somebody you watch, not somebody whose podcast you listen to. I'm talking about an active person to help you. Why? Because we see this a lot in every field. If you want to become a martial artist, an actor, a business person, whatever it is, most people will get a coach. But for whatever reason, nowadays, everybody thinks they can figure it out on their own. Now, you may be watching this and be very capable. The reality is, though, is there's certain things that we cannot do on our own, we cannot see on our own, and we cannot fix on our own, right? You can't fix yourself. Right? We're flawed as human beings and we need help. Other people are smarter, better, right? They have more money, they have more influence, they have things that we want. We learn from them and the torch is passed down. Just like back in the day, the elders would tell us stories, right? To pass down the information and the knowledge and the wisdom of the tribe. We still do that to this day, but for whatever reason, a lot of people think that they can just figure it out on their own, right? Now, a large portion of those people, I just believe, are not committed, and that's an excuse. But you need to understand that that objective viewpoint, that third-party perspective, that coach is just absolutely necessary, right? Especially if you want something measurable. Hey, I want to make $100,000. I want to be successful in real estate. I want to be the top salesperson. I want to do this. I want to do that. That's exactly what coaching and all that is for. And you're going to have to pay for it, and you're going to have to commit to it. You're going to have to commit your time, energy, resources, money, and all that. Blood, sweat, tears, commit, go all in. That's just a requirement. And I'm putting that up front because this is the one that people battle me the most with. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. But understand that you have a choice to make. You're either going to accept what I said and do it, or you're not. And when you look at statistics of small businesses, real estate agents, and all the stuff in fields that I work in, the failure rate is astronomically high because everybody thinks that they know better, okay? So that's number one, right? Number two is this, is when it comes to daily activities that you're doing in the fields that you prioritize, right? You need to be tracking and measuring specifically what you're doing, right? So if somebody's on a diet and health kick, you need to be tracking the food, what you're eating, when you're eating, how many calories you're having, frequency of meals, if you're fasting, right? If in the business world, how many calls that I made, how many contacts I made, how many leads I got, how many appointments I set, right? Back to the diet and lifestyle, how many hours that I spent exercising, how many steps that I took. Because one thing I've obsessed about recently is like steps. So I have this little Fitbit watch that I got and it counts my steps, right? And typically on average, I'm getting anywhere from like 9,000-10,000 steps to like 12,000 or 13,000 a day, which is cool. But I made that a point of contention and I'm going to focus on it. And this point number two of tracking and measuring these areas of importance are key, and we don't do it. You can't get people to journal. You can't get people to track anything. What you track and measure improves. What you track and measure improves. Out of sight, out of mind. Out of sight, out of mind. Like if you want a quick tip with money, if you're going to go out and spend money, only take cash with you because then you're aware and you can touch and physically see how much money you're spending. If you're swiping a card, you have no idea. Track and measure, point number two. If you're serious about improving something, you need to track and measure how much sleep that you're getting, how many hours you're actually working, how many people you're talking to, all that stuff. You have to track and measure because then we can start seeing over a couple weeks, a month, a year, And then you can come to me and say, hey, these are my results. And I can say, oh, okay, based on everything you're showing me, these are the changes you need to make. But if we have no material and nothing to work with, how can we help you? Right? That's number two. Number three is this. You need to consistently work on shifting your perspective, because we need to be real about ourselves, right? When you look at, let's say, a new career that you're in, or let's say a new career that you're considering, and if you're in it now, think back to when you got in. What were your initial thoughts on it? Because this is what I'm going to talk about when I say perspective. Were you leaning pessimistic or were you optimistic? Meaning, are you the person that looks at something and critiques it, finds out what's wrong with it? You tell yourself why you can't do something. Like, you looked at real estate, you're like, oh, I'm too young, I don't know anybody, I don't have any money, right? Which is most people in reality. Or are you more on the optimistic side? Oh no, I can do this and this and that. Like, truthfully. And leave a comment. Because I would say 80, 90% plus of people, without even realizing it, are pessimistic. And the reason I'm addressing that here is, when you view the world, when you view your life, and you view everything from that angle and from that lens of what's wrong or what's missing or why I can't, nothing will ever satisfy you, ever. Because you find the issues in it. It's like showing somebody a beautiful piece of artwork and they immediately start critiquing it. Look at the internet. I'll post a reel, a 30-second little sales clip. Oh man, this thing sucks. It's like, dude, you really expect one 30-second clip to encompass every possible, like, but it's just their way of thinking and their perspective. They can't objectively view something and take their emotions out of it. They just view everything negatively, or they're already, okay, they view something, what's wrong with it? That's what they're thinking. They look at an opportunity, okay, why can't I do this? And then whatever comes out. And this is so key. Now, understand that our perspective has been shaped and molded from our previous experience and what we've learned up until now. And it's going to take a lot of work, time, and effort to reprogram that. And one of the best things you can do is learn from somebody and get around people who exhibit the qualities of what you're looking for. And that's why I love, like, the communities that I've created, because I've cultivated in myself and in them exactly what I'm talking about here. So you immediately plug into people who are thinking, speaking, and acting and living differently, which will immediately at least somewhat accelerate this process for you. It's not going to do it for you, but at least it'll accelerate it, because you're putting the pieces of the puzzle that need to be put in there. But this shift in perspective from why I can't to why it's possible or what I can do is going to be fundamental for you to change in this. Otherwise, you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in anything, and you truly believe that your circumstances are what they are, and you're just complaining about it, and you think you can't do anything about it, right? That's number three. Right? Number four is this. You need to prioritize your social prowess, meaning socially, you need to be good. Now, why do I say this? Because a precursor to that is your mindset and your self-talk. But I'm focusing on the second one because everyone claims they know the first one of what I just said, which is BS, because they don't put in any actual work. But number two, I want you to focus on the second one because of this. Think about the last time you were upset, feeling down, or life wasn't good. And let's say that happened and you got around a friend, you had a conversation, or for whatever reason, you had an interaction with somebody, you went out, and all that stuff erased because you had a good social experience, you had a great conversation or whatever, and suddenly you feeling bad didn't matter anymore. And you felt good and your perspective shifted, you smiled and you felt better and you had enthusiasm. All of you can think of at least one time that's been like that. Now imagine if that person that could create that was you, with social prowess and social skills. You see, we're social creatures. And if you can go out and you can imprint in people happiness, smile, enthusiasm, and you're good and you can talk and you can do your thing, you naturally will elevate yourself to that higher level, and your standard operating mode will be a good one. And it'll be much more difficult for you to get down on the, you know, down in the dumps and not feeling good and depressed and all that, because socially you're active. And the people typically that are more socially active will simultaneously work on the internal part and the self-talk. But there's a reason that I skipped that, right? Because that example is so true, all of you. And it's happened to me a million times where I'm like, man, today's not good, or I'm not feeling it. And for whatever reason, I have a great interaction or conversation, and suddenly everything changed. It was that easy to change it? Well, of course, we're social creatures. But when we don't put importance on it and we isolate ourselves and we say, I'm introverted and this and that, we make up all this nonsense. Well, guess what? You're going to suffer because you're a social creature. Build this, please. Okay? Next one, your image. Your image. Dress better, smell better, clean your ass, wipe your ass, put on a decent pair of shoes, wear some pants, put yourself together. That alone will shift this. You'll be taken more seriously. You'll be seen more as a consummate professional, especially for those of you who follow me who are in sales and real estate. Jesus, man, step up. You guys dress like shit and you try to justify now. Well, nobody trusts somebody in a suit and that's so old. No, it's not, dude, you're just lazy. But there's no doubt that when you smell good, you dress good, and you present yourself a certain way, your house is clean, your car is clean, that suddenly you feel better. Your environment's nicer and cleaner. It smells good. I mean, you can't come to my house and it doesn't smell good. I have a maid come, she's coming tomorrow, she comes every 2 weeks and cleans my house, and then I maintain it. But this is so fundamental. For those of you who are stuck, your house, your car, everything is a mess. So of course, by natural extension of that, your mind and everything else is a mess. We tend to show in our environment who we really are as people. Have you ever gone to somebody's house and it's an absolute mess and they're hoarders, but they're a consummate professional and everything else in their life is the opposite? No. No. An environment in its current state is the extension of who you really are. I would write that one down too. Okay, now I can go on and on with this stuff, but I'm probably going to turn this into a series. Those of you who are stuck, you need to change, because I'll wrap it up like this. The last one is you need to change and you need to be coachable, right? I don't want to repeat the first point, but you need to change and be more accepting of change, because the point that I'm going to wrap up with is you're too fucking stuck in your ways, and it kills me to see people. Oh, I'll never do this and I'll never do that. And well, it's like certain things, they won't even consider changing because in their mind, no, this is correct. Really? Well, if it was, you would be getting the result and you're not. So something has to change. Something has to change. So you need to be open to change, open to hearing about change, and then recognizing and seeing things as they are. If what you have right now financially isn't working, then what you're doing doesn't work. Physically, right? It's not working. If it's mental, okay, emotional, whatever you're doing doesn't work and you need to change. And the moment that you accept that and you're open to it and then you look and find for a solution, life changes. But if you're stuck in your ways and, oh, I'll do it tomorrow and I already know that and this and that, then nothing's going to happen. You're just the stubborn mule that's never going to change. Okay, cool. If you guys need any help from me, coaching and consultations are in the links below. I'd be happy to help you with any of this stuff. But understand that if you're stuck, something needs to change. And I gave you some very simple things here that can help you turn this thing around. But it's all up to you at the end of the day. Because if you don't do anything, then all you're doing is confirming that you're stuck and you're actually accepting the level that you're at and saying you're okay with it. When I know deep down inside, that's not the case. All right. See you guys.